This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day crew, going all green and all natural. Very funny, guys. Yes.
Now, you hear about forests being chopped down all around the world, you know, the Amazon's going and things like that. But it's actually happening here in Victoria as well. To talk to us a little bit more about it, Amelia Young from the Wilderness Society, good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Now, tell us a little bit about logging, and I believe logging around our water catchments is a bit of an issue at the moment.
Oh, it certainly is, Adam. When we've got such little water in our reservoirs and dams, like the Thompson, for example, continuing to log the forests around those dams, which are the water catchments, decreases the amount of water that's flowing into the dams.
Now, Amelia, you were saying that it reduces water going into them, so it affects us because it actually reduces water quality and the quantity as well.
Yeah, that's right. So it means that at the end of the day, there's less water available to come out of our taps in the morning, and it also means the quality of the water is a bit less too. Now, Melbourne's renowned the world over for its pristine drinking water, and this is because of the foresight of some of our forefathers who actually said, you know what, we need to protect these forests, we need to make sure that they're not logged. And this was about 150 years ago, because even back then, the scientists knew that logging had a direct impact on water quality and water quantity. But unfortunately, our modern-day managers aren't quite so wise, and Vic Forests, the government's logging agency, lets loggers into these forests every summertime.
So what?
And it's quite an irony, because the members of the public aren't allowed to go bird watching in there, you're not allowed to go bike riding, you can't go for a nice bushwalk and take some beautiful photographs, yet when summertime comes, in the loggers go with their bulldozers and chainsaws.
And at what rate are we losing our forests?
Well, across the state we log anywhere between about 6,000 and 9,000 hectares of native forest a year.
Wow. That's terrible.
It's quite a lot, and it's having a huge impact on the ecosystems, because when we consider that there's only 8% of forest left that was actually here upon European settlement, we've removed a huge amount of this kind of vegetation, and it's really unfortunate that we're continuing to log the tiny amount that's left.
And what needs to be done? What can we do to help out?
Well, people can contact their local Member of Parliament or write a letter to Premier Brumby saying, you know what, you're asking me to make sure I meet my target 155 and use only 155 litres of water a day. Well, you know what, that's not really good enough, because we need to actually stop logging our catchments as well. And for Premier Brumby to continue to allow Vic Forests to go in there and destroy these beautiful forests is just not sensible, not when we've got climate change happening right now and another summer of drought on our doorstep.
And tell us what the Wilderness Society is doing to help campaign to stop this logging as well.
Well, we monitor what's going on up in the area and have a look at the timber release plans and the wood utilisation plans and assess where the coops are. And, you know, there's more than we can do. We need lots of help, and we have to actually prioritise areas of high conservation value in the water catchment areas. So we choose to focus on trying to protect those areas which are also habitats for threatened species like the leadbeater's possum, or our forest that stores a huge amount of carbon as well, because of course these forests, which are also Melbourne's water catchments, are among the most carbon-rich forests in the whole world. And this means that that's another good reason for protecting them. Much better to leave the carbon safe in the bank in these forests than log them and let the carbon go into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide, making climate change worse.
Because that's a really interesting thing, because we're always worrying about reducing our emissions and that kind of thing of the carbon that's going out into the atmosphere. But if we have no trees, it doesn't matter how little or much carbon we're releasing, none's going to get absorbed back by the trees, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right, Adam. Every time we log our forests, there's a dual effect. It's causing climate change, and it's also diminishing the Earth's capacity to be able to suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Now, we've got an urgent challenge to cool the planet as rapidly as possible. So we do have to reduce emissions from driving our cars and burning fossil fuels, switching the lights on. But we also have to reduce emissions from logging our forests. They're a huge contributing industry to climate change, the logging industry. And it's time they pulled their socks up as well and got out of our native forests, which are really carbon rich, and went into the plantations. and logged them for our wood supply and to meet our paper demands.
I know when I came over a couple of years ago, I actually joined up the Wilderness Society, and I recommend everyone to join up to support you guys in this logging and to stop the logging happening. And how would people be able to do that?
You can join online on our website, and there's also a free call 1-800 number to join as well. And we rely on the generous support of members just like yourself. We don't receive any government funding. We choose not to accept any, and nor do we take any corporate funding, because quite often that's so compromising to be taking money from the big polluters and the big industry that are actually wrecking this planet to fund your work to try and save the planet. Is a bit oxymoronic. So donations from private individuals and membership from people like yourself is our lifeblood.
And also on that website, wilderness.org.au, you can find out ways you can help out as well, apart from financially, but you're always looking for volunteers as well.
That's right, Adam. We're always looking for volunteers. We've got plenty of different kinds of activities, both inside the campaign centre, which is on Brunswick Street in Fitzroy here in Melbourne, or even out in the field. As I mentioned, we go out to these forests and monitor what's going on, and we're always needing people to help us do different kinds of species surveys and take photos and do map and data analysis and things like that. There's no end of tasks. Heaps of room for creative things as well. Last night, some of the volunteers were making a giant magnifying glass for one of our actions, which is coming up.
Very interesting. Amelia Young, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Adam.
That's Amelia Young from the Wilderness Society. Of course, check out their website at wilderness.org.au. It's interesting how we're always looking at... It's like one side of the coin, we're always worrying about how we can reduce our emissions, but it's interesting to know that the trees are actually absorbing our emissions. And so if we have no trees, it's like one side
it's
of the coin
pointless.
Is getting neglected, isn't it?
You've got to do the whole thing. It's a 360 thing where you have to help out with the trees, the environment. It's not only is it saving the trees, it stops the waters, but it's also the animals involved as well. So we're losing a lot of flora and fauna.
And the rate at which it's going is like
phenomenal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So everyone, I recommend and I say the Hump Day Crew, you should get involved. Wilderness.org.au.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.